We talked a little about the rootstocks you already have. You and Jude Grosser and some others have worked on those, and there's a plan to get those trees out in grower trials here within the next year or two, correct?
That's absolutely correct. I've talked about the condition of our industry and how it looks like some of the worst places in China that we visited 5 years ago. This wave of greening is something like a tsunami. You know, it's really washed across the whole industry. Everywhere you go and look, you know, you see the impact of greening anywhere in Florida. And then the wave recedes, the tsunami recedes, and what we're looking at now is, well, what's still standing after that wave crashed upon us? And it's happened in a number of different rootstock trials. Of course, there's the block we have at St. Helena where we've had field days, and there are several rootstocks there that appear to be retaining productive trees in spite of the infection nearby. In fact, in some cases there, we've seen an infected tree identified 4 years ago that's nearly completely recovered. We have a trial on the East Coast that we put a number of rootstocks out with grapefruit several years ago. And we went and looked pretty carefully at this trial about a year ago and found that most of the rootstocks that we put out there were doing very poorly. But suddenly you'd walk down the row and you'd find four trees in a row that were just outstanding, healthy-looking trees. We could find blotchy mottle, so they're not unaffected, but they seem to be maintaining productivity, vigor, and health. And it's kind of like night and day. And when you see this, you know, you pinch yourself. And then we bring growers out, and growers look at it, and we immediately get this response, you know, I want that in my grove now. In some cases, we have seed trees available, but in other cases, these are experimental rootstocks, and we don't have an abundance of material to propagate. Yet the interest is there from CRDF to move forward with massive propagation and, you know, large trials, you know, multi-acre trials, not your typical rootstock trial of 12 of each of 25 rootstocks, but, you know, large blocks, maybe 1 or 2 acre blocks of each of these, to see, in fact, if it's real, if these things will perform when they're planted in mass, in large groups, in large blocks. Will they perform the way the handful of trees that we see in these rootstock trials are performing? 2 years ago, we couldn't see this effect. But as greening has really devastated the industry and affected and impacted every place we look, these kinds of outstanding trees are beginning to appear. Is it real? Are we going to go there next year and see that these trees collapsed? I don't know. That's a possibility. But as you look at them now, in some cases they're 4 years old, in some cases they're 7 years old, you just have to be impressed by a group of trees that's standing when everything else is just about dead. So we're really excited about this. I think there are a lot of people in the industry who've been paying attention to this work and are getting excited. It's not just the University of Florida folks. The USDA guys are likewise engaged in this effort with some of the rootstocks that they see that seem to be performing the same way. So it may not be a silver bullet, so to speak, where the trees are suddenly absolutely immune and resistant to the disease, but it may be a situation where the trees can maintain productivity and health and will be okay in the midterm.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.